Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC, and it's time for our Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain program. And Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln joins us once again here today. Let's continue with this thought about the government report that came out earlier in the week. Last week you were telling us, you know, how important this is. It's a kind of a sought-after report by the trade. Before we get into the details and kind of the nuances about it, why was this such a sought-after report, Jeff?
Well, we look at the yield, and this is what makes this report, the WASDE report that was released on Wednesday, so important. And the yield is calculated differently in this report than it is in the July and May, June, July. May, June, July are all based off of modeling that, you know, the different parts of USDA do to come up with numbers for the WASDE report. But as we get into August, and we switch over and we have NASS preparing the numbers. So we have a different process in here. And for August, we're going to talk about a combination of surveying farmers and using some satellite data.
All right, let's go ahead and do that. We're going to talk about the how, really. How did this report come together? And let's start with that farmer survey that you mentioned, Jeff. How did the farmer survey end up working this year to try and help determine the yield for the WASDE report?
Yeah, they ended up sending out 20,346 samples. And what they determined, or what they said, is that 71.4% of them was usable. And those surveys would have went out from July 30th through August 6th. But they were all supposed to respond as of, you know, what was going on August 1st. To give you an idea, in Nebraska, there'd have been 1,130 surveys that went out, Iowa 697. 854 would have been in Minnesota, 769 in South Dakota, and there would have been 1,295 of them would have been sent out in Kansas. So that just gives you an idea of how many surveys were sent out in those different areas.
Okay, so that was the farmer survey side. Now, they also try and get a yield estimate from satellite imagery, I believe, too. So what's the process to do that, Jeff?
Yeah, so the satellite imagery, and what's interesting, there's some good resources online, but what they've done is they use, working with NASA, they use the MODIS satellite, they call it the 250-meter data, and really, in layman's terms, what they're looking at, Chad, is they're really looking at differences in plant health compared to other years. And by doing that differences in plant health, what they're able to do is they're able to determine, you know, down at the county level, what's a yield, and then they're able to build that up. And what I kind of found interesting is that for the satellite side on corn, there's 10 states that they use. They use South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Wisconsin. And so what they do there is they run the satellite, they take the data images go all the way through August 3rd, and they use that data then to come up with, you know, another set beside the farmer on what they think the yields are. And they've developed a model that they've went through that. And there's some good resources online. If somebody wants to dig deeper into that, I could sure point them in the right direction.
Like you've highlighted, Jeff, there really are two distinct ways of, you know, trying to figure out what the yield is going to be. The question is, Jeff, how do you kind of bring these together to determine the yield?
That's exactly the question we've asked of NASA. And NASA has been very open about this, and it's really cool. If you don't get a chance to interact with them much on Twitter, they actually, after every one of their reports comes out, there's what's called Stat Chat. And Lance does a great job. He's a head of NASS at the national level. But anyway, going back, what they do is they take the farmer survey data and they weight it. And really all they'll say is that they won't tell us a percentage, Chad, but they say it's weighted much heavier than what the satellite data is. So they're weighting that, and then they're taking a weighting. And I don't know if it's 80% farmer data, 20% satellite, but there's a weighting on each of those, heavier on the farmer survey. And then that's how they come up with the yield that they use in the August WASDE report.
All right. Now, if I remember right, I think there was an objective yield portion that was a part of the August report. Now, that was pulled out. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, they pulled that out last year. And what we're hearing from them, some of it I think was budgetary, but some of it I think they also said, you know what, August for corn is just too early. We just aren't learning enough, and we can actually wait to September and learn just as much. So that's what we're hearing why that change was made last year.
Huh, very interesting. All right. So again, we've kind of dived deep into the WASDE report, not so much the what did the report say, but how did this report come about? Very interesting, Jeff. If folks want to talk to you more about some of these things, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the information. And of course, you can always go to our website and listen to some of the archived programs of Using Your Bean on the website KTICradio.com. Just go under the Markets tab, and there you'll see Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain. Thanks again, Jeff. That's Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. And Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain here on KTIC, Chad Moyer reporting.